What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold, and joined by the co-host, TJ.
How y'all doing, y'all?
But I say he has a new name he's thinking of revealing. I don't know when he's going to do it, so just be on the lookout for that. So, another NFL episode. What you thought about this week, Mr. TJ? Thought it was a cool week? Thought it was mid? I personally thought it was a great week, but, you know.
Yeah, but I said it's the best week you had since opening week, so I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, same. I feel like we getting out of preseason era right now because, you know, nobody play preseason anymore. So I feel like we, like, slowly transitioning from out of preseason. We got about to get into the real games now because the teams look more polished. They look more competitive, you know, so.
Yeah, wasn't too many of those grade school mistakes being made, so I really enjoyed it this week.
And it was just about every game was just about close, to be honest with you. Like, just about every game was a close game. The only games that were blowout from this past week were the Eagles and Bucks, because the Eagles stink. We're going to talk about them in a moment. You can kind of say the Bengals and Panthers, you're looking at the scoreboard. If you watched the game, it kind of was close. It's just, you know. That opening drive, touchdown they failed to get, kind of put them back, and that kind of was what it was. But it really wasn't that much of a blowout. It was a very competitive game. It's just the Panthers couldn't score, which is crazy because they look better without Bryce Young, like, tremendously. We'll get to that in a moment as well. the Commanders washed the Cardinals. That was a blowout, 42-14. And the Patriots lost to the 49ers, 30-13. No one surprised by that. Which is... Yeah, we just in the league. We just on the schedule at this point. Oh, and the Ravens shitted on the Bills, too. That was also a thing that happened as well.
Yeah, that was a good game. Even though the Bills is getting cooked, I still enjoy watching them.
Yeah, I feel like the Bills could have... I feel like they had some big drops, for one, because Coleman missed a great pass from him. Like, Josh Allen was making some great throws. It's just that it was some drops going on because it's basically a whole new receiving core. The only remaining is what, Khalil Shakir?
Yeah,
I think it's like Khalil Shakir right now. Yeah, that's the only one that still remains. Everybody else is new, like Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, who's a rookie, so who has like no rapport with Josh Allen. So you can't be too hard on the passing game for them right now. I feel like the passing game is going to be weak for them this year. At least most of this year, until they get that chemistry going. And then once they get the chemistry,
change, I think. Though.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment, too. So, you know, I just think that, I don't think the Bills really, I'm not mad at the Bills for losing, how they lost to the Ravens. It was just that game. Like, it caught up to them. Like I said, the Bills are not going to be a world beater this year. I think they're going to win a division, and they're going to make the playoffs, of course. Because, you know, you win the division, make the playoffs. I consider both things to be a thing that's going to, like, a certainty that's going to happen. It's just, I don't think they're going to do anything to get there. I think they're going to be on one and done. Like, wild card weekend, they off the map after that. I think that's going to be the end of them. And then next year will be, like, the bounce back year for them. Unless they could pull off a trade, because we got a few people that's, you know, pouting around the league right now that want to get moved around, so... You never know, a trade might happen. They also got some pieces that's not powering, but they got some contracts kind of watered down to where they can make it work. So we're going to see. We're going to get to that in a moment, though. So let's do a rundown of the scores. I ran through a couple of blowouts we had. We had like four blowouts. Everything else was pretty competitive and close. We started out with the Cowboys and Giants. 2015, Cowboys won. It was a very trash game. It was a bunch of penalties. Thursday night games are just cursed. They are never good games. They need to get rid of them. Amazon games are just horrible. We had the Saints and the Falcons.
Put elite teams against each other.
They don't want to do that on Thursday nights, though, bro. That's the crazy part. I mean, we talked about this last year. We was like, bro, why always is like the middle of the pack or the bottom tier teams on Thursday nights? Like, y'all can't pull a card to get like a marquee matchup. Like, let's get like the Bengals and the Chiefs on Thursday night. Like, something.
You know what they should really do? You remember back in the day when the fans got to pick on the NBA schedule?
Yeah.
They should at least let the fans pick like two, maybe three Thursday night games. I think that'll be hard.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like, you do a vote, like, before the official schedule's released, like, do, like, a vote, be like, which games the fans want to see? Because you know who's going to play who, you just don't know what day the game's going to be scheduled for. Like, the schedule's already determined, like, the next season opponent. So, I think that'd be cool. I think that'd be fun. I think you'll get some fan engagement, too, going. You know, it's a cool way to get the fans involved. And, like, why was the Packers and Vikings game not on a Thursday? Like, at least give us a good rivalry game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get back to the scores in a minute, y'all, but we got to talk about this. Why not give at least a good rivalry game, like, on a Thursday night? Like, a decent one.
Just prime time slots in general. Like, that's why I said the Dolphins and Titans game should have been flipped. Because I'm like, I get it, it's early in the year, but do we really want to see Will Levis versus Tyler Huntley?
And it ended up being Mason Rudolph versus Tyler Huntley, which was no better. It was just trash. But I agree, though. Like, you know, it's a primetime game. I feel like primetime is the marquee matchups. Like, it's not hard to slide one big game on a Thursday because no one's watch. I know people watch the Thursday game because it's football. I know the Raiders are going to beat them, but I feel like you put a big game on there, it'll be cool. Like, Saints and Falcons, for instance. If that was on a Thursday night, people would tune in. Those are two huge fan bases and probably top five rivalry in the NFL. Like, just consistent wise. Yeah, it's a good Thursday game, but they put it on a Sunday on a Sunday afternoon at 12. I feel like that could have took the place of the Cowboys. I know they say, "Oh, the Cowboys." I know what y'all thinking. Well, the Cowboys and Giants are division rivals too, but the Giants fucking suck. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, it's the Giants.
Yeah, it's the Giants. I mean, like that. No.
What this week? Don't we have Bucks Falcons? That's going to be a good one, hopefully.
Yes, we have Bucks and Falcons. Yes, Bucks and Falcons on Thursday. That could be the saving grace because those are two teams that are very competitive because the Bucks are leading the division, and the Falcons are a game behind them as of right now. So that's for the division lead and for a possible tiebreaker too later on. So it's a lot of implications for this early game. This October 3rd game is actually kind of big if you really think about the grand scheme. Because that division is not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be close. It's going to be between the Bucks, Falcons, and Saints. It's going to be – and the Panthers the Panthers will play spoilers or somebody. The Panthers are beating one of these teams in the division that's above them. I know it's going to happen. I just see it. With the quarterback change with Andy Dalton, the offense looks way better. Chuba, I can't even say his name right. Rocky. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Chuba Hubbard, like he's emerged as one as a top at least 10 running back in the league, possibly top 7. I will say he's been consistent since the QB change. So they can play spoiler. I don't see them winning anything important, but they're gonna be a good spoiler team this year. Like the Panthers are gonna be a fun team to watch now as like a team like dang we lost to the Panthers. That's gonna set us back. Like, the Panthers going to be that one team that's going to be like, we was one win away. And the loss we could have avoided was to the bottom of the barrel Panthers. And that's going to be the one that put them out the playoffs.
I ain't going to lie, Panthers might really sneak and do something crazy this year for real, though. You never know.
I'm saying I like how they look with Dalton. I liked how they looked against the Bengals. The opening drive was great. They just couldn't punch it in. They was literally 4th and 1. They just couldn't get it in. They ran the run plays in the end were kind of at the end of that drive were kind of whack. They should have threw a pass in there. They ran it like 3 straight times, I believe. They could have made better decisions play calling wise. But I like how the Panthers are a fun team to watch as of now. I'm sorry, I'm a Bryce Young supporter. But I just think that he just needs to change the scenery and he'll be fine. I just think he needs time.
And Bryce made the games hard to watch. Like, I couldn't watch a Panthers game at all. I couldn't even watch when we played them last year. I'm like, man, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, because it's like you go with him and it's like he couldn't see over the line. He was making bad. And like last year, he was a little better last year. He was bad last year, but he was a little better last year. This year, he came in and he was just like horrible. Like, it was just not good at all. Like, he was just terrible. Like, he hasn't had any redeeming qualities in any games. Like, he just snapping the ball, don't know where to go. He's just running around. It's because I don't think he can see over the line, to be honest with you. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. But I'm excited to see the Panthers this year. Like, it's a fun team. If you got any Panthers player in your fantasy leagues, you got a hidden gem because they are all Deontay Johnson, Hubbard, even Andy Dalton. They are all going to be great fantasy options for late in the season. Watch what I tell you. When you get some starters that get benched in the game because like we're gonna let them rest this week. Watch the Panthers players gonna be the ones who wish you had. They gonna win somebody the fantasy league. I'm telling you,
almost definitely.
It's gonna win somebody a chip. But let's continue with the scores. So we had the Saints and the Falcons. That game was hilarious because the Saints dominated the entire game.
When the Saints going through dumb shit in the end.
Saints gonna Saint, bro. Like I say, Cowboys. How about at this point, the Saints gonna Saint? Because it's like, bro, like y'all. When I like, let's look at this. Let's look at this game real quick, y'all. I want y'all to understand.
Before you said, either way, that game would have went. If embarrassing shit would have happened to either team, it would have been like Falcons go Falcons, Saints go Saints. Because Falcons do it all the time, and the Saints do it all the time. It's just they just find ways to lose in hilarious fashions.
Indeed, because the thing with the Saints were like, if you were to look at this game, let's look at the totality of the game. The Saints had 25 first downs compared to 14 for the Falcons. They were 7-13 on third downs. The Falcons was 4-11. The Saints ran 70 plays to the Falcons 51. They had 366 total yards compared to the Falcons 315. They balled even on drives. They beat them in passing and rushing yards. They were 3-4 in the red zone. The Falcons were 0-1. Remember that. The Falcons did not do anything in the red zone. They only made it to the red zone one time the entire game, and they were 0-1. The Falcons even had more penalties than the Saints. They had 9 penalties to the Saints 6. It was 9-76 for the Falcons and 6-60 yards against the Saints. The only thing that you could see that the Saints won, they shouldn't have won, was the turnover margin. The Saints had 2 turnovers to the Falcons 1. And both turnovers the Saints had resulted in 6 points for the Falcons. And that's the touchdowns that those are the touchdowns that the Falcons scored, because the Falcons did not score a touchdown on offense the entire game, which is crazy. Which is just crazy. It's insane. Like, there is no way the Saints should have lost that game. And it's just one of the things, like, Derek Carr going to come back down to be who he is at the end of the day. Like, you can't put too much stock in Derek Hughes' car. You just can't.
Who's going so hard at first, too?
Yeah, the first 2 weeks had us fooled. Had us in the first half, not going to lie. Had us in the first 2 weeks, not going to lie. But the last 2 weeks, 3-4, the Saints should really be 4-0. I'm going to put that out there. Like, Saints fans,
yeah,
y'all should be 4-0. Should be 4-0. Like, it should be. But it's just craziness. We had the Rams and the Bears. Told you the Bears was going to beat the Rams. Oh, I'm sorry. You had something to say about the Saints or Falcons?
I was just going to say, you was starting to get you so far. You know, it's going to have its hiccups every now and again. It might do great for a good 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month. But a used car with all the miles on it, man, ain't going to last that long.
Oh, it's going to start back up in about 3 weeks. He's going to have a random resurgence. It's going to get you from point A to point B again. Mm-hmm. Just a little toe down right now. But we're going to see.
It's going to be a very toxic relationship between Derek Carr and the Saints fans. That's all I know.
It is, because they was glazing him the first week, saying we owe him an apology. And I was back to, see what I told you. So, it's just funny. It's funny. We had the Bears and the Rams. Your Bears pulled out the victory against the Rams 24-18. I told you they were going to win. You doubted your squad.
Hey, listen, I have to be pessimistic when it comes to them, so I won't be in my feelings come game day.
Honestly,
it's crazy how, like, last week when they lost, I hated being, like, up the rest of the day. I just wanted to go to sleep and sleep the rest of the day away. I'm like, this is terrible. I hate it. And then Sunday, they win. My whole mood changed. I'm just happy. I'm laughing at everybody for their team losing. I'm excited. I won't go outside. These butterflies and whatnot. I'm like, man, I shouldn't allow a sport to have this much control over my happiness.
I mean, hey, we love sports for a reason, bro. Like, it's, you know, it's just, it's the way of the world. y'all, the offense is coming together. I give it a couple more weeks and the offense is going to be better. I say about midseason, y'all should be pretty decent. We had the Vikings and Panthers, which was a very weird game as well. It was weird. The Vikings dominated. They were up 28-0. They got our score in the second half 22-3. It was just a weird game. We're not going to discuss it much. Sam Darnold is apparently having the comeback player of the year season, and he's probably going. He's definitely going to win it. He's in the MVP conversation. That's who would have thought. We had Steelers and Colts. The Colts beat the Steelers 27-24. Anthony Richardson got hurt, which was weird how that happened as well, because he got hurt. They took him out the game for about two plays. They put him back in and immediately did a QB run with him. He got hit again and was out the game for the, and was out for the rest of the game after that. Couldn't come back. I believe the coaches did it on purpose. I'm going to be honest. I think they did it on purpose to try to get him out because it's like last year the coach had the same thing going where it's like, okay, Anthony Richardson, he does good things, but he does bad things. Cool. But when you had Minshew in, your offense just was a little better. Like, it was a little better. But because you had someone that could pass consistently, you know? So I think that they want the same effect from Joe Flacco. Like, I take it back. I'm not going to say they did it intentionally, but it's just too weird. Because why would you put a player back in? He was just hurt. He was hobbling. He hobbled out the field. You throw him back in the game two plays later, and the first play he does is not like a from the shotgun, like, you know, drop back. It's a QB one, a design QB run at that. You know, it's just strange to me. I didn't like how that played out. I didn't like that.
Definitely a confusing play call, but I mean, dang.
Yeah, it was just I just didn't like it though. Cause I feel like it's part of your job as a coach to protect the player as well. And I feel like at least if you're gonna put him back out there, have him drop back for a pass, see how he look passing. Cause you could tell if he's still messed up from his passing. Like, he ain't gonna be able to position his body or, you know, turn his hips. You know, you're gonna be able to tell if he's still off. But you do a design run the first play you come back. That's just I didn't like that. I really didn't.
Let's get him back out of here. What's the
name? That's what it felt like they did. That's what I'm saying. I didn't like it. We had the Broncos and Jets. That was a pure stinker. Fuck that game. We're not even going to talk about it. Bo Nix threw his first touchdown pass, and woohoo. Nobody really could score. It was just field goal city. It was a pretty shitty game. It was pretty trash. We had Eagles and Bucks. Was also another shitty game because the Eagles stink. They stink. I think we need to have a conversation about Jalen Hurts soon.
Ain't no conversation need to be had. He's what everybody kind of said he was. He tricked people for about a year, went to the Super Bowl, and after that, he hasn't been able to show what he did that year.
I remember we talked about him off the podcast before, and I said, to me, it looks like the Super Bowl year was the anomaly. And what we saw the other years, and he went the league 4 years? The other three years is the norm. That Super Bowl year was a pure anomaly. These other three, that's the norm for him. Kind of like Cam had that crazy season one time. He had like a crazy passing season. Everything was put together. And after that, he was never the same. He went back to being like
kind of had.
He had two better seasons than Jalen. He has two or three better passing seasons than Jalen has. But, you know, Cam had that MVP season. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, they're going, yeah, we're going. Then the injuries racked up. He kind of went back to normal, kind of being a little more inaccurate with the ball. You know, it was just what it just is what it is with that.
At least with him, he got hurt. Jalen's just out there being ass.
Jalen hurt his pride. Fuck.
That's about it.
Hurting his team because he fucking stinks. He sucks right now. He do.
You have two number ones and a top five tight end. And y'all struck. And one a top three running back in the league, and y'all struggling to score still? What else do you need, bro?
And one of the better offensive lines in the league as well. I know they got a new center, but still, overall, still one of the better offensive lines. Like, if you watch Sunday, you can see how bad offensive lines look, and the Eagles got one of the better ones. I'm going to just say that. Mm-hmm. They got one of the better ones.
You put Joe Flacco on that team, they're going to the Super Bowl. That's how I feel.
Hey. You're not wrong.
That's what you gotta do nowadays. Yeah, my QB plan last. Let me go ahead and get Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, you're not wrong. I mean, I can't argue with you on that. I just think the Eagles they need a new coach. I think Sirianni is gone after this year. I think this is last year.
In the defense,
they need to. Well, not the line. I would say the secondary. The line is solid because, Jordan, is it Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, the Georgia boys, the Bulldogs? Yeah, all of them are solid still. I like the defensive line. They're decent. Now, that secondary, cooked. All of them cooked. They need to go. Every last one of them on the secondary need to go. Even big play Slay. He's only giving up big plays nowadays. He ain't making big plays. He's giving up big plays. That's all I see. Like,
why they call
time.
You big play? Because that's what I give up.
Yeah, pretty much. Now it's like it's time. It's time to move on. I don't see that roster being the same going into next year. I see them doing a complete dismantle of the defense, especially the offense. Really don't need much. I don't know. I think Jalen. I don't know. I don't think that Super Bowl year when they made it to Super Bowl, I don't think that was like the norm. I think that was just like nah. That was that one special year that he had, and now he back down to earth. Like the strike. The clock struck 12, and he's back into a pumpkin. That's how it's looking.
Let's see, because I was rooting for him hard.
I was too, but it's just I don't think he just. I just don't see it. I don't see it. We had the Bengals and Panthers. We talked about that. The Bengals won 34-24. You know, the Panthers are fun to watch. I like to watch the Panthers now. It's more watchable, like we just talked about. We had the Jaguars. So funny to say. It's wild. It's insane, actually. I never thought we would say this season. They had the Jaguars and Texans. That was 24-20. C.J. Stroud led a game-winning drive with 18 seconds left. Scored a game-winning touchdown. Well, I think he threw the game-winning touchdown. I'm sorry, not score. He threw the game-winning touchdown. Did he throw it or did they? Let me go look and see. I don't remember if he threw a pass. I think he did. It was like a four-yard pass to Nico, I believe. I want to see. Yeah. No. It was to the former Jaguar, actually. No. It wasn't to Nico. I just remember. It was to Ogunwo Bawale. I can't never say his name right. But he played for the Jags. He was a tight end for them. And he ended up getting the game winner against
his sister was in the crowd, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's kind of cool now I think about it. That's actually fun they did that. And what else? What are the games? They had the Commanders and Cardinals. Jaden Daniels looking like an MVP candidate and Offensive Rookie of the Year. Like, he's on a tear. He's figured it out quickly. He's starting to figure it out. Like he's exceeding my expectations. I ain't gonna lie, he is. As a passer. Like I know he can air it out, but I thought he was gonna struggle a little bit in the league at first and then figure it out. But he's quick with it. He got it all straight. Like Jaden is going at this point. He's the Rookie of the Year for offense and a dark horse candidate for MVP because the Commanders are leading the division right now. The NFC East. That's something to keep an eye on. An eye out for. We had the Patriots and 49ers. Nothing to talk about there. Patriots got their ass whooped. We had the Browns and the Raiders, which was a controversial win to me because I feel like the Browns kind of got held a couple times with some penalties that wasn't really penalties, but does anybody really care if the Browns or Raiders win a game? Like, who cares about either one of those teams? Neither one of them are doing anything. Like,
I wanted the Browns to win because I still got hope for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I missed the 24-32 for 176 and a touchdown. Yeah, a lot of hope. Chiefs and Chargers, that game was wild because Patrick Mahomes threw a pick and then he ended up hurting his number one receiver. And now his number one receiver is lost for the year.
Crazy. Nah, he should be straight. Somebody, I just saying, say Rasheed Rice got on plot on because he only came away with a little messed up PCL, so they like he'll be back sooner than later.
I know, but it's just the PCL is. I just had surgery on it. I just had surgery on my own PCL, so. It's like, I get it, but you never know with that one because it's the PCL is a weird, weird ligament, dog. I tell you, like, it's weird. Like, it's strange. Like, I understand why Lamar Jackson sat out, like, what those were, 6-7 games that year when he messed up his PCL. I understand why he did it because for them to play through that, I commend any player that's played through a PCL injury because it's not fun. It's one of the most painful things you could ever experience, like, in my opinion. Like, that's one of the most painful injuries you can have. So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I know they say he might be straight, might not be as bad as they initially thought, but you never know with that kind of stuff, bro. Like, you never know. That's why I said, like, if anything, I think he might be gone for at least half the year at this point. He might not come back to, what, we in week four? Five now?
Yeah. He'll be back probably week.
He can't come if he go on IR. He can't come back to like week 10. Just about.
I would say probably gonna make back 11 or 12.
Yeah, because he got going IR, so he gonna miss most of the season anyway. So to me, that's like the whole year, and that's if he can come back in that time. That's just what we hoping for. So we'll see. We'll see. There's also some rumors, some things going on saying they might try to go for a receiver. We got a couple in the market. Amari Cooper is there. They just redid his contract for converted, I think, most of it to a signing bonus. So by trade deadline, I think his contract only $600,000. So it's a tradable piece. Devontae Adams just announced today that he wants out. He's requested a trade for the Raiders. So that could be something to look out for. They don't want much for Devontae either. They said they're willing to take a second round pick and some compensation. So you never know. They could pick up Devontae. That would be nice, Devontae and Mahomes. That wouldn't be bad at all.
That would go crazy. It's going to be him or the Bills.
Yeah, then the Bills are in the mix too because the Bills need a number one. They have a bunch of, like, pieces. But I think Coleman has the frame and, like, he has the stats and, like, I guess the measurements, the measurables you'll want to see as, like, a number one. But I don't think he's there yet. And I don't think he will be there, like, right now. I think he still got to figure it out. Because I got some questions about his route running a little bit. I watched that game with the Ravens. I do have some questions about his route running. He said, even in college, he said, like, he was just that big receiver that could go up and get it. It was really never anything like, you know, a speedster or a route technician. It's more like, I'm big. I can go for a jump ball. I can get it.
Wasn't he dropping a lot in college, too, though?
Yeah, that's why I didn't say nothing. You know, I didn't say anything about hands. I just say he can just go up and try to grab it. Yeah. And we saw the drops on display against the Ravens because he had some. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think the Bills would be nice for Devontae. What else was I about to say? I've seen people saying the Saints. You know, I don't think the Saints need Devontae. They really don't. Olave and Rashid are pretty decent. Yeah. They don't need that.
No, I'm surprised nobody picked up Michael Thomas yet. Like, I know he'd be hurt, but you could sign him for a vet minimum and he turned out to be something good. You know, that's crushing.
I feel like the Chiefs should get him.
Like, might as well.
Yeah, like, y'all don't have much. Like, most of the team is hurt at this point. So, I mean, hey, Juju is trash.
I lie, I forgot he was on that team.
Exactly.
That's like he ain't, need to know. He's not doing anything, and that's terrible.
He had that one touchdown against the Bengals, I think. Let's see. Yeah, he had a touchdown against the Bengals.
Some free agents that they could get: Corey Davis, Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfrow.
Hunter, good old Hunter. My dog Hunter needs to be in the league, bro. Like, I'm mad they did this son because he was cold.
I don't understand, like, why he's still a free agent.
He was a 1,000-yard receiver. That's why I'm confused. Like, last year he wasn't that great, but he shook back when they fired the coach. Like, the coach was ruining them. Like, it wasn't him. And he was actually decent when they got a new coach, when Antonio Pierce took over. He was actually a little better. So that's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't be understanding why these people get blackballed in the league like this. Like, Hunter Renfrow. I know Michael Thomas and the Saints had a very bad ending, but I think Michael Thomas could still produce in some capacity. He ain't going to be what he once was, but he could at least still – he can get you a cool 80 yards, bro.
Even on Russell Gage, they could pick Russell Gage up something.
Yeah, I forgot about Russell Gage, too. I forgot about him.
He just out here being a free agent. He ain't even that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Corey Davis not really that's horrible either. He decent. Now they got some options. Like you said, they got options. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not an NFL scout.
Mapletron. I mean, I get it, but if you're the Chiefs, I'm like, you pretty much down and out. Just sign some people and see what work out.
They brought back Kareem Hunt, and he had a great game. Just saying.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just go out there and do something. You know, the hell with it. You go get Chase Claypool. Revive his career.
Okay, revival was already, never mind.
Hey, man, I'm all into making jokes.
I was about to say, you can't revive what never existed, dog. But we had the Bills and the Ravens was also a game. We talked about that a little bit earlier. It was a blowout. Derrick Henry had an amazing game. He was literally a yard away from 200-yard rushing game. He had a vintage performance. Lamar Jackson was surgical as always. It was a complete domination. I think the Ravens are going to be a scary team come December. I really do.
And you realize I think, you got to run Derrick Henry more.
Yeah, like they're starting to realize, like, oh wait, we have Derrick Henry. We can run him a lot, huh? Matter of fact, they ran him what? He had 24 carries. He had 24 carries, bro. But and that was prior to what Harbaugh saying, oh, we didn't bring him here to run him that many times. Like, you see what happened when you let Derrick Henry run the ball? Like, he's fine. Trust me, he's gonna be straight. Then we had the Titans and the Dolphins on Monday night. Do I need to discuss anything about that game, TJ?
Boo.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Other than Tyreek Hill, how he feeling?
Throwing that tantrum on the sideline?
Yeah.
Bro, I want you to know this, bro, about this. Matter of fact, we got to talk about this. I want you to know this about this game, bro. So, for the game, the leading passer for this game was Tyler Huntley. He had 96 yards passing. And that was the most yards passed for in that game. He had 40 yards rushing and a touchdown that he scored in garbage time.
Pro Bowl quarterback right there.
And Jalen Waddle was the leading receiver with 30 yards. Excuse me. That's horrible. I'm sorry. That's 96 yards. You didn't even hit 100, dog. Like, what?
That's my Pro Bowl QB right there.
Anyway, Seahawks and Lions, offensive display. Jared Goff had a perfect game, literally. Like, he didn't miss a pass. He was 18 for 18, I believe. Let's pull up the actual numbers and stats. He was 18.
Yeah, 18 for 18, what, 292-some yards.
292. Yep, and two touchdowns.
One catch and touchdown.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, he had a fantastic game, to be honest with you. Geno actually looked pretty good, too. Like, Geno looked really good. He passed a 395, almost 400-yard passing game.
Geno was slanging that thing. I can't even cap on him.
Yeah, like, Geno's having a great season. Like, he's having a great season. So, I'm happy to see he found a home. And, you know, he's looking, you know, like he belongs in the league. Like, I'm happy. Because I remember him at West Virginia. He was a dark horse for Heisman. I remember that year. He was solid that year. Then he got to the Jets, and it was just, yeah.
Jets is just good at ruining QBs.
Pretty much at this point. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is just good already, so they ain't got to worry about ruining him. He was already good, so kind of is what it is.
He ain't even looking good.
I mean, he looking mid. That's how I expected.
Yeah, like, it's good to see. I wish we could have played him this year.
Yeah, he's looking mid. Like, that's all. Like, they offense needs some work, but, you know. So, that's all we have for this week with the games, anyway. So this coming week, we have Thursday night game. That's done with the Bucks and the Falcons. We have the Jets and the Vikings. We have the Panthers and the Bears. We have the Ravens and the Bengals. Dolphins, Patriots, Browns, Commanders, Colts, Jaguars, Bills and Texans. That's going to be a fun game. Didn't know that was this week. We have the Raiders and the Broncos. We have the Cardinals and the 49ers. The Packers and the Rams. The Giants and the Seahawks. The Cowboys and Steelers, which is also going to be a very interesting game. And Monday night is the Saints and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's going to be a fun, very, 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 very funny game.
Yeah, and the teams on the bye this week are the Lions, Titans, Eagles, and Chargers. So, yeah. But it's some good games. Huh?
They definitely messed up my fantasy for this week.
Oh, me too, gang. I half my team and I started this week for my Yahoo League. Most of them not starting. Mm-hmm. I got Buku bench players in. I projected to score 90 points for the whole week.
It's a terrible week.
All my heavy hitters are out. And then my other league, Tyreek is not existing now because he don't have a quarterback. So. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm looking forward to the Bucks and Falcons game. I think that's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to
CS versus the Panthers.
That's gonna be a fun game. That's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Is the Red Rocket really about to dot us up?
Shit, he might. Nah, he gonna throw about 3 picks, dog. I ain't gonna lie, gang. He's throwing about 3 picks on Sunday. It's coming. He throwing at least a minimum of two. Minimum of 2 picks from Andy Dalton on Sunday.
Hey, it's gonna happen. We're gonna expose the hell out that line.
It's gonna happen.
I gotta get back to being pessimistic. Nah, we're gonna lose. Caleb will throw about 2-3 interceptions, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, we're gonna lose. Just gonna
fumble about 5-6 times, have negative 20 yards. It's gonna be the first game that end with less than 50 yards.
Wow. I mean, Bo Nix had negative 50. 9.
Hey, that was insane too. When I seen that stat, I was like, bro, ain't no way. How do you even do that?
It's funny because Cortland Sutton had a 60 yards receiving, I believe, but they only had like 40, 50 yards passing for the game. Yeah. We ain't going to go into that. That was just funny. The Ravens and Bengals are going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one. See what the Bengals got going on.
Ravens about to cook.
Probably so. And Texas and Bills is my game of the week right there. Boy, that's going to be a good one. Stephon Diggs returns to the, but his first game against his old team. Yeah. Josh Allen been talking a little low-key shit about him too. Yeah, it's up. It's going to be fun. Can't wait for that one.
It's going to be lit. I ain't going to lie.
Another sleeper game too. Packers and Rams. Sleeper game. I think it's going to be a decent one. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Packers Rams.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I don't care about who wins, but I think it's going to be a fun game.
I'm going for the Rams.
I am as well, but I don't know.
Being a Bears fan, it's just something about the Packers I don't like. I don't trust Jordan Love yet, bro.
Nah, bro, it's their aura. They got that weak aura. Can't rock with
it. Yeah, it's very weak. Yeah, it's
like they be winning, but like aura. They be winning, but it be like this how y'all won. Like I don't be caring. It's
yeah, like it be kind of musty. I'm like,
yeah, like I be like this what y'all doing? Like this wasn't like a fun game to watch. This is very ugly. Nothing about this was fun watching. Like Jordan Love put on the all-time tribute to Brett Favre, and I didn't care.
The only time I enjoyed watching him is beating the Cowboys. I was like, this is funny and hilarious. Like,
that was hilarious.
Other than that, nothing else would be fun.
Yeah, they're not an exciting team, though. They're boring. It's just a boring team. I don't find them exciting. Mm-hmm. Nothing about them is like, oh, I got to watch them. I'd rather watch the Carolina Panthers than I would watch the Packers. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
For some reason, Carolina just more exciting. I don't understand why. And it's not even because they're our rivals. I admit that the Packers just has our number no matter what. But they are just not a fun team at all. They're a bomb of their city.
I mean, I hate the Bills and the Dolphins, but I enjoy when Tua be throwing that big 80 yards to Tyreek Hill. I enjoy watching Tyreek Hill. I hate the Bills and the Dolphins. I don't care about the Jets. The Jets don't matter. They just exist. They unfortunately we got to fill a spot, so they just there. I don't care about the Jets. They don't matter.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be a good week this week. I'm not doing scores this week with my picks anyway, with who I think will win. You know, I was, 2-for-4 last week? I'm just saying, I was 2-for-4. So, hey. But yeah, I don't really want to do like scores this week, though. I really don't even have much opinion on the games this week. I feel like this one of them filler weeks where it's like not really nothing too crazy going on. Like, I don't see any games that's going to really, like, you know, tilt the tides in somebody's favor, you know. Besides the Saints and the Chiefs, that's a big game. That's a big game. Because the Saints are 2-2, and they've already lost to the Falcons. So the Falcons and Bucks are the games they need to win their division because those are the ones that's going to be in the mix for that division win. So they don't need to lose ground.
And I think the Saints going to end up beating they're going to end up beating the boys.
I say too. I think the Saints beating the Chiefs. I think they're beating the Chiefs, yeah. I agree. I have the Saints beating the Chiefs. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a reverse like what they lost last week. It was what?
It was 26-24.
It's going to be something like that. Like, it's going to be like 27-30. Matter of fact, fuck that. No, it's gonna be third. It's gonna be third. It's gonna be third. Remember, it's gonna be 30 Saints, and the Chiefs gonna drop about a cool 17. It's probably gonna be a blowout. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised with a blowout. Just because
Mahomes 21-10.
21-10, yeah, that could happen too. I just don't see the Chiefs winning just based on the injury. Unless if they win this week and the refs do some crazy stuff for them, then I'm done. I'm done after that. I'm finished. I'm finished. I am, because I just
roughing
don't.
The passer.
Hey, bro. He throws a pick six.
Roughing the passer.
See? That's why. Throw a pick six. Roughing the passer. Then he come back down and throws a game winner. Like, all right, bro. But yeah, it's gonna be a low. It's not gonna be a. Yeah, you're right. It's not gonna be a high scoring game. It's two good defenses. I forget the Chiefs have a good defense. It's funny to me that they actually do. I'll be forgetting about that. But yeah, I don't see it being that. Yeah, it's gonna be a close game. But I think it's gonna be like 20, like you said, 21-10 or like a 20-13 kind of game. It's gonna be one of them. It's gonna be one of them kind of games. But I got the Saints beat them though. I think the Saints beat them. I think the Steelers are going to wash the Cowboys. Yes, I said I think Justin Fields is going to have his best game ever against the Cowboys. I believe it's going to happen.
And I respect that. They don't have no offense. I mean, they don't have no defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Pickens going to have a day.
Yeah, because, yeah, he going to have a nice game for sure. The Giants and Seahawks, I don't care. Packers, Rams. Who you got for that one? Rams as well, right?
Yeah, I know I'm going to do Rams. But Packers go win, but I want to go for Rams. But the Packers go win.
I think the Packers going to win handily, but fuck the Packers. I'm going to go with Rams because I hate them. I ain't gonna, that's a hate pick. That's what that is. the Cardinals and 49ers. That's going to be a weird game. I don't know who. The Cardinals might win it.
49ers go win that. Nah, 49ers got that.
Man, Kyler Murray having a crazy game. Just you wait. Watch him cook. Cardinals,
I mean,
over 49ers.
He has crazy games and still find a way to lose.
Cardinals over 49ers. Marvin Harrison, two tutties. Book it.
He can get them two tutties. He going to get them in the first quarter and they ain't going to do nothing the rest of the game.
Shit, no, in garbage time. Raiders, Broncos. But now I really do think the Cardinals going to beat the 49ers, though. Raiders, Broncos. I don't really care about that game either, gang. I ain't going to lie.
And that's a hard one to call because I really don't know.
I think the Broncos going to win because of defense.
I was gonna say because of the disconnect with whatchamacallit, but it's like I really don't know.
Devontae not playing for sure. I know he not gonna play. I highly doubt he plays. Especially with all this coming out, he not gonna play. Yeah, I don't think he touches.
I feel like he might be losing the room already.
Yeah, because his comment it's something about these former players being coaches, dog. They talk too crazy to the players. Like they get wild. They forget their coaches.
They talk to him like how they talk to him as a player because they feel like, oh, we have this connection. So it's like, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. And it's like, I want to get traded then.
You can't do
that. The thing is, with Devontae, though, since Devontae got there, he's been bitching, but he has a good reason to be bitching.
I was about to say, like, I hear what you're saying about him bitching, but I know, I feel where he's coming from because they did, like, he wanted, like, he came there for Derek Carr. That's why he came
and
there.
You get rid of Derek Carr, and you haven't had a quarterback since y'all got rid of Derek.
Exactly.
So it was like, y'all signed Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, come on now.
Exactly. So, like,
and then the backup, you had, what, Aiden O'Connell or whatever that?
Oh,
and then
you get a
whole offseason to get somebody. Yeah. Like, you got a whole offseason, and who y'all bring in? Gardner Minshew. Like, what are y'all doing in not Oakland, in Las Vegas? Like, you can't get nobody? You couldn't convince Nick Foles to not retire something? Like, come on, man.
Now, the funniest part about the Raiders quarterback situation was, like, going into week one, he literally said, I wish it was an easy decision to make, but I don't want either one of them. He basically said, I don't want either one of them to be my quarterback, but I got to pick one. Basically, what he said in so many words, which is also hilarious. So, it's like, yeah, I got the Broncos winning that game. Bo Nick's probably going to just throw 50 times for 10 yards, and they're going to win somehow. It's going to happen. Bills and Texans. I got the Texans winning.
I'm going to go with the Bills on that one.
Oh, look at you picking your ops.
Magnificent game.
Oh, look at you picking your ops. Okay. I see you. Check you out. That's crazy. Cause I'm apparently for people saying I'm a closet Bills fan, but you know, that's crazy. The Bills are actually the favorite too, by the way. They're favored by one. They're a 1 point favorite over the Texans.
Like I say, the boys struggle with Jacksonville and us. I don't know. There's something weird about the Texans and shit. Like they'll dominate a game, but it's just weird. They do it in a very weird fashion.
The Texans are experiencing that we had an easy road last year. And we kind of we got boosted up like, oh, we're going to be that team this year. And they thinking ahead of the game, like playoffs already. They think they got very much so future sight. I could tell. You could tell by how they move. They kind of just like a future sight team right now. They're going to be fine. DeMeco going to have the defense back right like it's supposed to be. And the offense going to be straight. I don't think that they're going to be a Super Bowl team, like people were saying. I think they're a little overhyped, but I think they're gonna still be solid. And also, another big piece for them that's missing, they are missing Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon made a big difference in the offense. He really did. Like the offense ain't looked the same since Joe Mixon been down. So that's another missing piece they had. Like he was having a career season before he went down. What, week two?
That's true.
So. Yeah. Joe Mixon come back for the offense, I think that's going to settle things down a little because Cam Akers ain't really – he all right, but he ain't really, you know. We're not going to talk about Cam Akers, though. The Colts and the Jaguars.
Colts all day.
Colts, yep. I agree. Colts. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence is a fucking fraud.
Crazy.
And Trevor Lawrence is a fucking fraud.
Very fraudulent.
Yeah, I mean, we shit on Bryce Young, but what about Trevor Lawrence? He had that one playoff year, but he didn't do shit that year either. To be honest with you, he was mid that year, but whatever. Privilege. Browns and Commanders. I don't care about this game either because the Commanders going to win.
Nah, Browns winning that one.
Nah, gang. Nah.
Tell me. The Browns got this one.
Nah, though, I guarantee the Commanders win. You know why they're going to win? Because the Browns can't score on offense. That's why they're going to lose.
That's true. That's the only problem. The defense be so wrong.
Yeah, the defense is like really good. Like, the defense is like a juggernaut. Their defense is elite. They just can't score. That's why I say they're going to lose.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a blowout. It's
going to be a bad game that Jaden have, though. He's going to have his welcome to the league moment. Miles Garrett go get him. I'm telling you, bro.
I mean, he gonna sack him, but they gonna still win, though. He getting a sack. I'm gonna just go with the
Browns
on this one. Huh? You going Browns?
I'm gonna just go with the Browns on this one. Yeah.
I feel you. I just think they can't score, bro. Like I feel where you coming from. I just don't feel like the Browns can score. That's why I can't pick them.
Hey, you're not wrong about that.
Like that's the only reason why. Like
this is the week they can score.
Until the Sean Watson can hop, until the Sean Watson can hop in the time machine. I'll believe it when I see it. We have Dolphins and Patriots.
They was going to win last week, though. Hold up before we move on. They was going to win last week. They hold them on the call. Man, threw an 80-yard tutty.
Man, said, nah, this, man look at his stats he had last week, though, bro. He was 24-32 for 176, bro. Come on, now.
Brandon, I don't know how you throw the ball 32 times and only got 176 yards. He's giving Justin Fields. Don't get me wrong. Hey, but man, in his defense, if that 80-yard tud would have went through,
he would have been over 200. You're right. I give you that. I just don't believe in the Browns. I don't believe in the offense until Nick Chubb comes back.
I mean, looking at Jay, he ain't do that much better when it comes. They stats almost about what?
Jaden Daniels?
He went 26 for 30, 233 yards.
Yeah, because he's scoring like. The Commanders is weird. I don't even want to have a discussion about the Commanders right now. I ain't gonna lie, because we're gonna be all
Short
night. No,
right there.
Nah, we're gonna be all night talking about that though. Like, we like that's a whole nother conversation to talk about how like Jaden Daniels, like he either like a big play touchdown or he gonna do a lot of work with his legs and get the little check downs. Like it's really one or the other. Like that's pretty much how he go, and it's working. It's working, so I can't knock him for that.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to stop the big play, so they'll give up the underneath.
Exactly. That's the new NFL we in now, Screen City. Okay. We have the Dolphins and the Patriots.
Man, I don't know.
Patriots. I ain't going to lie. This is a definition of the battle of the ass, because The Patriots, I love my Patriots to death. I really do. But I just don't know.
I'm going with y'all, man. I mean, pick us. If they was able to beat Cincinnati, I'm going to have to go with y'all.
I'm going to pick us because the Dolphins, now we talk about can't score. The Dolphins legit can't score. They can't even throw the ball at all. 90 yards for a whole entire game is insane.
And like no run game or nothing. Like they have nothing going for themselves.
At least we got to get a decent running back. Ramondre be doing his thing. So he fumbles too much, but he do his thing sometimes. Yeah. Ravens and Bengals.
Ravens. I don't even think that really need to be a convo or nothing. Just Ravens.
Joe Burr. Going Joe Burr. Going Ravens. Joe Burr. I'm going Joe Burr. I need Joe. I'm only going for them. I'm gonna be completely transparent with y'all. I'm only going for them because I need Jamar Chase. He's the only player I got on my fantasy team in the Yahoo League that actually is playing. So I just need him to have a good game. So I'm just trying to speak.
They about to go 1-4 game.
Huh?
About to go 1-4 game.
I mean, I don't care if they go 1-4. I just want Jamar Chase to have a good game. So I'm trying to say they're gonna win up speaking into existence. That's all I want. I don't care what happens to the Bengals. They cooked this year anyway. They're probably not making the playoffs this year, to be completely honest with you. I doubt it. I don't see them making it. They got too much ground to make up.
I definitely agree.
Because the Steelers are a surprise this year because Justin Fields is working. So, hey, you got the Ravens. The Chiefs are getting carried to victory by the most strange of things. Who else you got in the AFC? I'm trying to think of a team that matters. Not the standards, just a team that matters. The Texans, of course. You don't know what the Colts are going to do. The Colts can do whatever. You never know with them.
Sneaky good team.
Yeah, like you said, you never know with them. So, I mean, you got teams that you're fighting up against. Only seven slots, but you got a lot of teams you're fighting against for that. So, I don't know. I don't know if the Bengals are going to really make any noise for real like that, because you still got the Chargers ahead of you. The Broncos are ahead of you. The Raiders are ahead of you. You got two teams in your division that are ahead of you. Like, you basically, you tied with the Browns for the bottom of the division. So, it's like, either way it goes, it's like, I don't really know. I don't know about them. Yeah. I'm not really sold on
the division this year.
Yeah, it's a weird season so far. But again, it's early, so we don't know how it's going to go. It's very early, so we shall see. And then we got the Panthers and the Bears. I got the Bears again. I think y'all going on a little streak.
50-10.
50-10 is crazy.
Hey, I'm never going for my team, dog. What if Andy Dalton has that day, dog?
He going to have that day, all right. He gonna have that big game.
Like, anybody listening, don't take it official. I'm not actually saying the Bears gonna lose. This is just for me and my peace of mind for me to say that we're going to lose horribly, horrifically. We're gonna fire the coach after the game. It's gonna be so bad.
All right, we're gonna move on to the Jets and the Vikings. I got the Vikings.
Washing.
I got a Vikings shitting on the Jets. Yeah, I got no shitting on the Jets.
Sam Darnold revenge game.
Sam Darnold was him, and I'm mad about it. Because I said it. You know I sold you. I said, why Sam Darnold go crazy with the Vikings? When JJ went down, I said, why Sam Darnold be fine? I said, because he ain't really looked that bad in the last couple stops. He been decent. I said, why should he be straight? And look at him.
It's him. They got a QB controversy out there now.
You can attest to that. I literally said Sam Darnold was going to be fine with the Vikings. I said, I really don't think they're going to be that bad with quarterback. I didn't think they're going to be 4-0. I didn't think that. But I underrated the defense. I knew the defense was going to be good, but I was like, I don't know. It's going to be, like, he was hyping it up. I didn't fall into the hype that much with the defense. I'm going to be completely honest. I just thought it was going to be decent. But the defense is just goddamn elite. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's a London game, too, bro. Did you know that? We have a London game already. Seems like they come early and early as the years go on.
Yeah, it was versus the Jags.
Huh? What you say? I'm sorry.
I know. We're playing the Jags in London. I know that.
Yeah, but the first one is this Sunday. It's the Jets and Vikings. That's a London game.
Ooh.
I didn't know that. And then it's y'all. Y'all are the following London game the next week. Week 6.
Yeah.
And then we got the Jaguars. Why the Jaguars got back-to-back London games? What the fuck? All right.
they always have
the I know. London I hate that they always put them in the London games, though. Like, why the Jaguars the London games? Like, I hate that. It's always – we always end up over there in the Jaguars. It's always both. But the Jaguars get both the games in London, which is crazy to me. But
it's fucking London. That's why. They said y'all gonna be some Jags fans.
The Germany game is the funniest one, though, because I don't know why that exists. Or the Brazil one.
Hey, the Brazil game needs to never, ever, 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 ever happen again.
The fans didn't know what was going on. The announcers was... it was horrible. Hurt. And then we have the Bucks and the Falcons. Bucks. That's the last game. You got the Bucks?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going with 28-3. I'm going for them. I'm low-key a Falcons supporter. I got a secret agenda with the Falcons this year. I don't know why, but it's here. I have an agenda for the Falcons this year.
I respect it. You know, I picked them to win the division, so I'm with it.
I but did as well.
I said, what was it, them or did I say the Bucks? I said Bucks was going to be scary.
You said the Bucks was going to be, you said the Bucks was going to be a sleeper team and the Falcons was going to be the ones to win it. And we both agree the Saints and the Panthers are going to be ass, but the Saints have been good and the Panthers have been interesting. So the last 2 weeks they've been interesting. So that's the division just weird. I'm looking forward to this week though with the games though. Before we head on out, I do want to talk about the craziness of like the leaders right now. Like, did you look at the league leaders like for receiving and passing, like how funny it is?
Yeah. I know Nico Collins is leading in receiving and who? Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold is leading in passing touchdowns. Passing touchdowns. Passing yards, I believe, is Geno. Geno Smith is passing yards.
Yeah,
because passing yards is Geno at 1, Brock Purdy at 2, Dak at 3, CJ at 4, and Goff at 5. And Baker dropped down to 6. Exactly. And Baker dropped down to 6.
He used to watch God's.
Stafford and Burrow are tied for 7. Sam Darnold is 8th in passing yards. I mean, 9th in passing yards, I'm sorry. And Jalen Hurts is 10th in passing yards, believe it or not. Yeah.
He's used to watch
God.
That's all I can think of.
He's number 10. And he has 4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And he's, okay. Receiving is funny because it's Nico at number 1. Malik Neighbors is number 2. DK Metcalf is 3. 4 is shocking. Yeah, 4 is shocking. 5 is Jefferson. Jaden Reed is 6. Godwin is 7. CD is 8th. Goddard is number 9 out for 1 game, which is funny.
Go.
Because what the fuck? Jamar Chase is 10th. All right. Yeah, this is wild. Like, I don't know. Like, do you feel like it's just that the league is just so caught up to itself now to where, like, the years of, like, them 1 or 2, 3, 4, 5 players dominating every year and just swapping pole position. Those years are done because it's wild now to look at how the league is, though, because like it seems like every year is a different set. I know we're very early on with the season, but it's just crazy how like it hasn't been any consistency really, like since we lost like the Bradys and the Brees and the Mannings, like, you know, when they started fading away, it kind of just been like every year somebody different.
Yeah, the unicorn shit done for, bro. Because you have all these guys out here, right? They all training hard constantly. Like, everybody kind of got this. Well, no, they not even all training hard constantly. I had to think about it. Some of these dudes not even training for real. They holding out. I just don't think everybody putting 110% in like it used to be. QBs also. Then, what you got, the defensive linemen. They too fast for the offense now, apparently. Them days definitely over.
Yeah, because you got 300, 400-pound linemen running fucking 4.7s, like, and 4.6s now. Like, it's insane. Like, they're fast. Like, it's the speed of the game is quicker because the players have gotten faster. And it's just weird to see. Yeah, because even with
Mahomes mid, nah.
Yeah, like, Patrick, I was about to say, bro, like, even Mahomes, like, We were hype. We were saying Mahomes was already packed. Some people, I wasn't because I'm a Brady defender to the ends of the earth. But people were saying that, you know, Mahomes had already passed up Brady. But I'm like, Mahomes hasn't been good for a season and a half at this point, in my opinion. I know they've won a ring. I get that. But that don't mean he's played great himself. And that's just me. Like, I feel like you can win a ring. You can lead your team to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I feel like you can lead your team to Super Bowl, find ways to win. But I don't feel like he's played that great. Like, a Super Bowl, the Super Bowl was weird because it was so much. It was overtime. Overtime was long as hell, for one. And then it was just like a lot of, I don't know. It's weird to describe. But I just feel like, you know, players will take a step back of like dominating like that for real. Because, like, Mahomes is all the way at number 11 in passing yards right now. And he's leading the league in picks, I believe. Or second in picks. He's either first or second in picks. He's second. Anthony Richardson and Will Levis are tied for first with 6 apiece. And Mahomes is third with 5. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just... It's
disgusting to think of.
Yeah, man. It's just like, I'm not used to that being like the case because he already got 5. Wasn't the league leader in picks like 13, I believe, or something like that? Like, the year Josh Allen was the leader? Let's just look it up. I don't want to even talk about it. He had 18. 18 was the number. 18. Like, you look at the stat, like, they kind of close to it already, and we're not that far into the season. Like, we had 6 apiece from Richardson and Levis. Like, and then we get these quarterbacks now to come in. It's like, okay, they were straight in college, but now it's like, okay, we're going to bring them in. They're going to do what they want to do. I'm like, this C.J. Strouds and the Lamar Jacksons, when you built the offense around him, the Mahomes, where it's like, okay, we let him sit for a year, and now he's him. You know, it's like, it's weird now because they want instant gratification, but it's like, that's not how the league work right now. Like, and they don't give them time to learn like they used to either. You know, like, they got to come in and be good right away. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, he's been able to sit a year or two behind a good or a decent quarterback and just come in after they done for and go crazy. Now, hey man, we drafted you. Come change our fellow franchise right now.
Oh, you lost 8 games your first season. Still on the bench, screw up. Like,
he's such a bust. Like, no, they was calling Caleb a bust after 2 games. I was out here saying, man, I miss Justin, but I'm like, how you call somebody a bust after 2 games?
That man, Caleb Williams, literally lost 2 games, and they said he's a bust. They said, was he the wrong pick, and was Jaden Daniels the QB to pick out this draft? I was like, this is insane to have this conversation 4 weeks into a season. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, I'm like,
4 weeks.
Jaden opened up throwing checkdowns all damn game. And Caleb don't have an offensive line and still finding a way.
Yeah, and Jaden, he get that one. They living off that 3rd-and-7 pass he had on the fucking Bengals. The Bengals was his best passing game. And yeah, like, internet's been checked down. He's been running. Like, he ain't jumping out the stat sheet for real. Like, you know, but I just feel like you said, like, we used to watch guards play on Sunday, and now we watch a bunch of checkdown merchants. Even rushing. The only person we got to still rushing for real is Derrick Henry. Jordan Mason's just a product of the 49ers system. It don't matter who you put in the 49ers system, they gonna eat. It don't matter.
He be saving my own fantasy.
Like, I'm convinced at this point with 49ers, like, you can plug and play. It don't matter. Like, it's set up for you to succeed in. Saquon is 3rd, Kamara is 4th in rushing, Taylor is 5th, Dobbins is 6th, Jacobs is 7th, Jones is 8th. Lamar Jackson is 9. Yeah, we're going to end this episode right here. I'm closing the tabs, dog, because I'm closing the tabs off, gang. I ain't going to lie. Is there anything else you want to add, TJ? The floor is completely yours, dog. Anything? I'm done.
You used to watch guys, brother. Like, everything is weird. You expect it. Like, Sam Darnold is leading in touchdowns.
What, 11?
Like, come on, now.
And you know who's second? You know who's second, right?
Is it? No, it's not Jaden. Who is it? Baker?
Yes. Yes.
Who would have thought?
It is Sam Darnold, Baker, and then Joe Burrow.
And then Joe Burrow, 3rd in pass touchdowns and 1-3. Like, nothing makes sense right now.
He's had the best, like, passing games this season so far, damn near. And Yeah. Oh my God. It makes me sad. It really does. I miss the old days.
Everything just, not everything's as musty.
Can't even basketball. By the way, basketball gonna start being discussed soon too, y'all. We close to that shit show coming out with the that's coming soon. So we're gonna talk about that.
I'm ready for the Bron debut.
Dad, pass me the ball. The
backboard to Bron. Get it, Bron. They call me Dad. Where we from? Oh, dunk on somebody's head. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be poetic.
Nah, he gonna hit that. Throw the alley, daddy. Oh, good, man.
So what's the name of your documentary? The Final Justice. But isn't that kind of a ripoff of The Last Dance? No, it's not. I'm LeBron James.
All right, y'all. We gonna end this episode right here.
Hold on. Daddy, I'm open in the corner. Pass it. Just like we practice in the front yard, huh?
Daddy. Shoot the three, Daddy, please. Daddy, please shoot the three.
Papa, help me get my stats. Oh, man. It's gonna be a funny year.
We'll talk about
basketball finna go on a Will Levis run.
We ain't even get to talk about him. We're going to save that for next week. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and end this now. But just know that football going to be the focal point for right now. We will sprinkle in basketball. Mr. TJ's schedule is going to change a bit. So, we're going to try to make sure we keep it as consistent as we can. So, hey, we're going to keep it rolling. And, again, at some point, we're going to separate these episodes, make them another thing. I'm going to move it to another under another name. I haven't decided yet. We got to sit down and think about that, but we'll figure all that out later. So with that being said, appreciate y'all stopping by, listening. We'll be back next Tuesday to record. So the episode will probably come out on a Wednesday or a Thursday. We're going to try to go to Wednesday and Thursday for dropping episodes. So that's supposed to be the schedule. Hopefully we can stick to it. If not, bear with us while we work out the kinks with things. We're trying to get things situated. And we'll see you all next week for more exciting NFL bullshit. Yeah. So peace out.